SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Moretz, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. The countdown to the NBA draft is officially on, and there's a fashion show going on right now in Brooklyn. I'd like to see one of these dudes just roll in like a tracksuit. Just roll in a tracksuit. You know, like seriously, like Chet Holmgren's wearing Armani, and they're asking him, like, who did your suit? And imagine an athlete even knowing. Like, if I was a player, I'd be like, who did my suit? I don't know. Morse. That's who did my suit. Like, I don't know. Walmart. Walmart.
Mr. Big and Tall. Walmart. Yes. What's that guy? Three suits for one game?
They all knew. Yes. They asked Jay Knight, what's your suit? He's like, oh, the jacket's Armani. And he's like, the shoes are this.
Oh, really?
They asked Chet Holmgren, what are you wearing? He goes, a lot of thought and contemplation went into this. But listen, I'm just busting their balls, Cam. This is like their high school graduation. Like most normal people, when they get the suit and everything, this for them, this is that's the one day they wear the suit. Like, you know what I mean? This is the one day. True. It's like, man, I'm going to be up there with Adam Silver. You know, I got to look good. I got to bring it. But like I said, I'd love to pull like the Kawhi. Just show up in like a New Balance hoodie with the hood up. Yo, what's up? You roll off, everybody. Hey, what's up? You roll up. I got to tell you, man, things got whacked last night.
Yes.
All right, listen, we're on in the late night hours. So, you know, we see all the original line movement for games. But the NBA draft last night got like super, super, super stupid with the odds, in which Paolo Banchero became the favorite to be the top pick. Chet Holmgren was like 23-1 to be the top pick. Yeah. Suddenly Jabari Smith was like, he was still right there. He was right there with Paolo Banchero. And I took Paolo Banchero last night. I was like, I don't care what the moves say. This is stupid and this is wrong. And I got Paolo Banchero last night to be the third overall pick at plus 100. Because I was like, man, he's the favorite to be the top pick right now. So what does this mean? Because I still think he's going third. So what does this mean for third? I got in at plus 100. It's minus 500 right now. I literally thought, like, I'm not just saying this when people say this. I was talking, I'm on the air, I'm talking to someone, and I hit refresh for the odds. I said, all right, updated NBA odds, Paolo Banchero is, and I see Paolo Banchero minus 130. And I actually said, like, you know, when you don't speak out loud, because I was doing the show, but I was like, no. I don't want the third overall pick. I want who's the first overall pick. So I click. And I do it again. I'm like, must be broken. Something must be wrong. Like this, no. Paolo Banchero's not minus 130 to be the top pick. I hit refresh like five times. I checked another book. I'm like, oh, my God. Paolo Banchero hit as high as minus 200 at some spots last night. This is at like 4 in the morning type Eastern time. Like overnight hours. Stuff got really, really crazy. I almost thought, like I said, did Putin or Kim Jong-un hack into the American sportsbook pipeline computers, try to make them lose money and sabotage the lines? I don't know what happened, Cam. And then they resettled again this morning. Then they resettled. Now we're right back to sort of where we were once again. Now Jabari Smith is locked in to be the top pick once again. Man, this is whack.
It is.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenzi. It's been quite a roller coaster. For those of you that tuned into Sports Rage last night, you know what a roller coaster it's been for the NBA draft. Paolo Banchero last night, we hit like minus 160 at FanDuel be the top pick. Suddenly Jabari Smith is minus 400 again. Cam, this is another instance, buddy, in which if you just sit here daily, you need a bankroll. You'd have everybody just at plus money, and you'd just be sitting here like, yeah, whatever. I don't even care anymore because I got this guy at plus 160. I got him plus 160. I got him at plus 180. You just click every time. Click, 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 click. You just do it, Cam, and it adds up. The NFL draft, Cam, four different guys were favored. I followed it like religiously for like leading in. We do it weekly. Dude, four different guys were favored to be the top pick at one point. You know what I mean? Trayvon Walker started like 12-1. Evan Neal was 7-1. Then he was minus 300. Then Aiden Hutchinson out of Michigan was the lock for like a month at minus 200. Right? And dude, it was all over the place. Long story short, odds makers are helpless when it comes to drafts, man. They're at the mercy of social media. And it's crazy that they actually just, they wag their tail when somebody tweets something. So craziness, Cam. Craziness. We got CFL line movement tonight too, though.
Yep.
The lines are moving. People are betting. So we have the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Montreal Alouettes tonight. New number right now at FanDuel. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Cameron, -1.5. And this is what the number originally should have been instead of 3.5 earlier in the week.
I'm glad we got it earlier, Morenci. And just quickly on the draft again, when I started my updates, I think it was a mistake at FanDuel because they had Smith at minus 4,000. I've never seen anything like that before. And it literally was up there for a bit. And then Gabe, it went to minus 220 at 3 o'clock and then minus 280. Now for our show, 400. You talk about Banchero too, and Holmgren 20 up to 23. You bring up the best point, buddy. If you got a bankroll, ding, 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 ding. Like, we got to do that next draft. It works for the drafts. We have to like set a few dimes aside and really make some money, buddy, because we could crush these things.
Well, I did it last night. I jumped in on Banchero, but the other ones, dude, it's bizarre. My head's going to explode with this stuff.
I know.
Because Banchero was the favorite to be the first pick, but Chet Holmgren was favored to be the second pick over Banchero. Well, it's for the second pick. Now,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. It's Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. NBA draft, CFL football, Major League Baseball. That's what it's about tonight, but we got Drew Martin Betts. And I know I can't slip one past the goalie that is Drew Martin when it comes to the USFL. You know, he's ready for the USFL playoffs. So we got your boy Adam Trigger on Sports Rage tonight talking some USFL. Actually, let's bring in Drew Martin right now. Drew Martin Betts. What's going on, Drew?
Gabe, always a pleasure, man. Yeah, I'm excited, actually. Tonight's kind of a sleeper sports betting card. We got football starting north of the border. We'll have preseason here before we know it. College football as well. And baseball's running pretty well this past week, Gabe. So I'm feeling good, man.
Now let's start off with the NBA draft. At Auburn Tiger, Jabari Smith is expected to be the top pick in this draft. I don't know if you followed the line moves over the last 24 hours. In the overnight hours last night, things got really crazy. I almost thought it was like a computer glitch. Things got so crazy. They've settled back in right now. What do you think about Jabari Smith? Is he a worthy top pick for the Orlando Magic?
You know, Gabe, my thoughts of Jabari Smith, and I've watched pretty much, I don't know, almost all of his college basketball games, guys. I'm an alumni of Auburn, and I'll say this about him. I mean, talent-wise, Gabe, it's there. I mean, there aren't many people that have his athletic ability, can dribble the basketball like he can rebound like he can, and can shoot like he can. So, like, the complete package is there. I would draft him. The one thing that does worry me, and this is a criticism just from watching him this past year, he doesn't have that mentality, Gabe, of go get the basketball. I'm the best player on the court. I'm going to go score. And that's what would worry me about being an NBA GM, just that fact. It's what kind of made me pump the brakes in terms of betting Auburn in March Madness in the tournament was that aspect to his game. I feel like he's got to kind of step that up, have a little bit more confidence.
Go missing a little killer instinct.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you are right. I sort of got the sense of that as well from him. You know, he does have – just from a basketball standpoint, you're talking about a kid at 6'9", wide shoulders, can rebound, big dude, shoots 40% from three. Father played, his father played basketball. He's got the NBA in his bloodlines. There's a lot to like about him, but is he a worthy number one? I don't think so. And I don't really know how he's been boxed into this number one deal, actually. I think this is one of these drafts, Drew, that if it's like fantasy football, Ken. I hate being the first or second pick in fantasy football. Number one, you got to wait forever to draft again. But it's like, no, no, let these other idiots screw it up at the top. Exactly. Here, and I'm going to get, right. I'm going to let them make a mistake and I'm going to get some value here. And yeah. It's the same way. If I'm a GM, I'm like, oh God, you're telling me I'm going first or second. I want to take Mathurin or I want to take Jaden Ivey. I think Ivey, you know what I mean? Like one of these guys, Jaden Ivey, Shaden Sharp, Drew, Ben Mathurin, one of these kids, man, Daniels, one of these kids that's drafted from like 6 to 10 this year is going to be the Ja Morant and the superstar. Right. And I just know this. And you, if you're drafting early, but nobody can be that bold guy because they go to their power rankings. So how do you have it playing out, Drew? I got Smith going to Orlando, Chet Holmgren, Oklahoma City, Banchero, Houston. I bet Jaden I got Banchero to be the third pick exact at plus 100, which is great value. It's minus 500 right now. I got Jaden Ivey be the fourth pick exact. And then Detroit, to me, is where things start to get a little bit different. I think they probably go Keegan Murray, but I can't lock it in and promise you that. What do you think about the top four?
I don't have too strong of a disagreement from your list, Gabe. And I do think that Jabari Smith will go number one overall. And I agree with what you said in terms of being an NBA GM this year in particular, because – hey, Jabari Smith's got the talent, but like I talked about, man, does he have that killer instinct? And if he doesn't, does that mean that he's going to actually dominate in the NBA? Probably not. There's a lot of talented basketball players there. But in terms of your order, I have no argument, Gabe. I feel like I don't have any like inside information to really get an advantage on the marketplace, so I'm not really betting it big.
I can tell you, we do, as far as Ben Mathurin is concerned. We spoke to people basically in his camp the other night. He worked out for the Detroit Pistons 5, the Pacers 6, and the Blazers 7. And I spoke to other teams, but those were the three teams that were pretty much locked in on him. And he thinks he's going to the Pacers. I know, like, the Mathurin people think they're going 6 to the Pacers. And, you know, it wouldn't be bad because you'd be paired with Halliburton and you'd have the ball in your hand a lot. You'd be able to score a lot. You're going to be able to put up big numbers and make money. The other side of this is, it wouldn't be bad to fall to 7 and be the new CJ McCollum alongside Damian Lillard. And then you're Ben Mathurin and you learn from Damian Lillard. So me personally, I'd like to see him on the Pelicans. That would be wicked too. He'd be explosive there. I'm fired up. Any props, Drew, before we move on from the NBA draft? And Coach Young's going to join us after. We're going to get back to it. But any props from you? Did you bet anything, Drew?
No, in the NBA draft, no. Gabe, I will say this, though, about draft betting. I feel like whether it's the NBA, the NFL, in terms of, you know, the legal marketplace, I wonder how many years we're going to have this, because I think it's ripe for fraudulent activity, just a GM letting somebody, you know, something slip out here and just inside information. So, hey, kind of eat it up while we can, guys, because I don't think we're going to be able to bet drafts legally for very, very much longer.
No GM is leaking anything so his cousin can get a $200 bet in.
You never know, man. You never know.
Come on, Drew. We're not hiding gold bars here.
Think about it, guys. It's not really attributed to a box score. When you look at the Nevada like regulations, it's not attributed to a box score. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not around in a couple years.
I'm going to disagree. No wonder you're not doing well in the stock market. The draft betting's only going to get bigger.
Nobody's doing well in the stock market right now.
Drew, I don't like your portfolio. It sucks.
I'm like, this guy here.
Don't fight the Fed.
That's why you're not doing
Jerome
well.
Powell's putting on the brakes. You can't fight the Fed, man. That's the one true statement.
Sorry, Cam. It just, you know, there's no filter, Cam.
It makes for a great show.
Imagine me, Cam, if I make it to being an old man, because there's no filter when you get older. Oh, it's going to be
bad. Oh, dude, I know. You as an old man are going to be like, destruction.
What'd you say to me, old man?
Yeah. Exactly. Idiot. Like, you'll be wrapping people with your cane over their head, you stupid idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
That was just busting Drew's balls.
I love Drew.
What I was going to say is the odds makers do hate drafts. The odds makers don't like it. They're at the mercy. I've always said this, Drew. Yep. This is why I bet them, and this is why I'm all over it. And I've got dimes rolling right now on this stuff tonight. But when you're betting a basketball game, you're not betting with some guy named Fat Tony smoking a cigar. There are no odds makers. The old, you know what I mean? The guy named Frankie and stuff. There might be bookies named Frankie. They're not setting the odds. All right. You know who your odds maker is? It's a guy that looks like Drew Dinkmeyer. All right. It's a guy in a polo shirt that went to MIT. He's punching in times 2,000 times 6,000 times decimal six. Right.
And the algorithm.
Same people that told us the Celtics were going to win every night by 10. The computer guys.
Celtics 10.9? Yeah. That computer program needs work.
You know what?
Yeah. He was wrong.
They were right. The Celtics, when they did win, they won by 9.
Yeah.
Problem
exactly.
They lost more than they won.
That you are right.
That's
again.
The gist of it. They were right and wrong.
Exactly.
No, but I'm just saying, Drew, as you just stated, there's no box score. Like when you're betting an in-game NBA game, in-game totals, you're solely betting a computer. There's no guy adjusting every basket. Oh, we're going to go to 232. No, it's a computer program. You're betting against a computer, and computers are smarter than we are. When they're betting with the, when we bet the draft, Drew, like you said, there's no algorithm for a draft. There's no simulation. There's no, you know what I mean? They're helpless. All they can do is go by media reports and stuff, and they're very bad at it. I'm not going to, you know what? I've got ideas how they could be better at it, but I'm not going to tell them how to do it. If they don't want to do it, screw them. You know, they're on their own. But I can't believe how bad they are at setting numbers for these drafts, actually. But it's fun because it's the one time, it's the only time the bettor has an advantage.
You're right.
Any other time, you're betting against a computer. This is what you know versus what you think they know. This is a bad battle of knowledge as opposed to just sort of the betting against the computer. That's why I like it so much.
It's a tough job for the odds makers as well, Gabe. I mean, it's a 24-hour-a-day job. You know, you got to keep up with the news. They'd much rather rely on a computer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with a Rager Reddit. Cam Stewart, we got Drew Martin Betts. Drew asked me when we went to break if I'm doing anything fun this summer. You're damn right. I'm going to see the BC Lions and the Toronto Argonauts on Saturday night, ESPN2. That's going to be a lot of fun. But I am going to the Major League Baseball All-Star game, Drew. So that's pretty badass at Dodger Stadium. I wouldn't go if it was like in Cincinnati or something, you know? Nothing against Cincinnati. But.
Yeah, you don't like Skyline Chili? Cincinnati sounds amazing.
I could do, yeah. I don't need to go to Ohio to eat chili.
No, you don't.
When I think of chili, too. I don't think of Ohio first, either.
No, I...
When I think of Ohio, I think of those scumbag Ohio State Buckeyes, but that's another story. I'm kidding.
Gabe, the All-Star game's such a bucket list thing, man. I've never been to one. You're going to really enjoy that, especially... In Dodger Stadium. I mean, it seems like a really cool experience.
It goes around everywhere. So I'm getting older. It hasn't been at Dodger Stadium since the 80s. Like, so you only get it like every 30 years type of deal. Like, it really goes around everywhere in the league. So this, you know, I figured this is actually the last time it's going to be at Dodger Stadium that I'll be able to go. And same thing. I've been to one Major League Baseball All-Star game. And still to this day, I have a great memory of it. 1982. Saw all the legends. Rod Carew, Reggie Jackson. That's what I remember the most. I was in the right field bleachers. I remember I was fascinated. I was like, wow, there's Reggie Jackson in front of me. Ricky Henderson, all the greats. National League One. It was cool. Steve Rogers at the Expo started the game and won. Great memories. Olympic Stadium. See, that'll be fun at Dodger Stadium. Then I'll go back for the Dodgers playoffs after. So yeah, that's one thing I've got planned. But let's get into baseball tonight. What are you betting tonight, Drew?
Yeah, I mean, we got three games left here. I got an opinion on all of them, you know. I knew I was coming on a little bit degenerate Drew coming out, so I touched them all here, Gabe. You want to start maybe on the West Coast? There's only one West Coast night game.
We'll go with the Yankees, Astros. Yeah, let's go Astros, Yankees here.
Battle of first place. Well,
we do
teams.
Things orderly here, Drew.
Okay. A possible like American League Championship Series preview here, guys. Two first place teams. Definitely a playoff preview appetizer, in my opinion, in the American League. Two good pitchers, two great teams here, Gabe. I think you can make the argument this is the two best teams in baseball. When you look at a lot of the major kind of categories that I like to handicap off of, I mean, full season metrics in terms of weighted runs created plus, OPS. It's the top three lineups in baseball. We got handedness of the pitcher they're facing, both top five lineups in baseball. Last week, both top three lineups in baseball. So they're hot lineups. They're talented lineups. Bullpens are both top five in baseball. Where do I find an edge in this one, Gabe? We get the New York Yankees, the highest walk percentage team the past month. They're also the second highest walk percentage team in baseball. And up against Framber Valdez, the lefty going for the Astros, that's kind of his one weakness. He has 28 walks on the season. So I think we can kind of project more base runners on base for the Yankees. And Jameson Taillon's been good. So at this low price here with the best team in baseball, 14 straight home wins, 51-18 on the season, I'm not stepping in front of the Yankees. I'm laying the short price here with the Yanks.
Man, I almost feel like a kid playing on the train tracks in front of a train. But, Cam, yes. I want to take the Houston Astros.
So do I. Yeah, you're reading my mind, buddy. I'm telling you, Gabe.
You made a good case, too. You made a good case.
He does. I'm just thinking, he does make a good case.
Plus 134 with the Astros, man. Like,
me too.
You just said how good the Astros are.
That's my thing. You're getting me the Astros at a plus price, Gabe. I can't believe it. We hit the college baseball. Just telling Drew we hit Ole Miss in the under today. Live bet Seattle when they were down. Let's keep the train rolling. I'm not thinking. I'm just clicking right now, and it's working. Houston Astros was the first thing that popped in my mind. I don't care about the numbers or anything else. We're getting a team at plus money. I think they can go in there with their bats and get the tie on. I'm playing Houston tonight, Gabe. It's more of a vibe play. Drew brings up good points, though. Very good points when you break it down. Hey, who's bet against the Yankees and winning a lot of money? But this is the Houston Astros. As a dog, dangerous team. Sign me up.
Yeah, nobody's getting rich betting against the Yankees. We know this. This much we know. But to me, just getting a team as good as the Houston Astros, I'm a Valdez guy as well, but Drew makes compelling arguments. Like I said,
he does.
You know, I feel it's crazy. We're stepping in front of a speeding bullet here right now by betting against the Yankees. All right, Drew, what else? So we got Baltimore. So yeah, you know what? I said plus 134, it's plus 116. Yankees are minus 136, Astros plus 116 right now, 8.5. Baltimore and Chicago. We got Kramer and Cueto on the hill here. White Sox minus 156, Drew. Orioles plus 132. Total is 9 there. And then we got Philadelphia and San Diego tonight. Musgrove might be the best pitcher in baseball that nobody talks about. This guy could win the Cy Young this year. What's your take on these games, Drew?
Well, the White Sox, Gabe, I mean, a good team overall, you know, a sexy pick in the offseason to win the AL Central. They're just banged up right now. Makata just went on the IL. A bunch of their starters are out. So I know Tim Anderson, like, he's kind of day-to-day. Is he playing? Is he not? But at right now, I have the White Sox circled as look to kind of fade. And
they look good against the Jays. They played well against the Jays this week. Yep.
I lost money in that series. I mean, the Jays only won one and lost two. I remember it well. But still, Gabe, I'm going to stick to my guns here. I don't think the White Sox are what the market is pricing them at, especially minus 150 tonight. Risk 150 to only win 100. We get plus 140 on the Orioles. We know that the Orioles team is a lot better this season than the last couple years. Plus, they got Kramer on the hill, the former UNLV Rebel here. He's been pretty good out the gate. And we got a big bullpen advantage. Give me plus 140. I like it. Give me the Orioles. Better bullpen tonight.
A lot of UNLV running Rebels. A lot of Las Vegas baseball players last night. Joe Ryan, he's a Vegas guy, started last night. Mm-hmm. Big baseball. There's more baseball players than football players coming out of Vegas. High school baseball in Vegas is very good. Kenny White's Bryce kid Harper. Is a good baseball player.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Harper, big time, yeah. I think he's good. Where's he going? Arizona or Arizona State? Like, he's the real deal, Kenny White's kid. I thought he was.
He played at UNLV years ago. He's in the minors now. Oh, okay. So I don't know. He's in the minor league. I don't know what pro team he's playing for right now. So, San Diego. I'll be on San Diego tonight with Musgrove, Drew. It's a little pricey at minus 162, but I like San Diego tonight. Musgrove is just this guy's just a must bet on.
Yeah. I mean, he's had 12 starts this season, Gabe. He hasn't let up more than 2 earned runs all season long. I'm with you. I like this guy, Joe Musgrove. I mean, Sandy Alcantara and Joe Musgrove, 2 bet on pitchers. I don't know who's going to start for the National League, but I bet one of them wins the Cy Young here. We get the Padres tonight at home, where they've played a lot better. They're 20-13 in Petco. They've won 3 straight. this Padres team might reel in the Dodgers. I know that's a big ask here, but they're playing good baseball. Up against
settle down, Drew.
Hey, I know it's
not his fight. Settle down will do.
No, like I said, they're this year's, they're like San Francisco last year. They're a pain in the ass.
They are.
It's like every year there's a new team coming for the Dodgers. It's annoying. And look, they even don't have Tatis yet, Drew. Evil can stop crashing motorcycles. He is swinging a bat in a batting cage right now. So he's around. You got the Machado injury. But no, you're right. San Diego are a good team. And as you stated, Drew, it was ironic because they were actually better on the road this year. They were better on the road than they were at home, but they're starting to rack up some wins. So let me get this straight, though, with Musgrove. So it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. See, he started 12 games. San Diego are 11-1 in his 12 starts.
Amazing.
They've only lost once. They only lost once when he started to the Pittsburgh Pirates of all teams. Freaking Pirates cause havoc to National League West team. Dodgers and San Diego.
Yeah, they just play good teams and good players. They'd be great.
I'm betting on the Pirates to win a division in 2 years. Not next year, but the year after. I'm taking the Pirates to win a division. All right, USFL football, Drew. What do you got for us?
Well, Gabe, let me finish this one off because I got a good stat here with the Phillies. They've been outscored 20-5 their last three games, losing three straight. The winning streak after firing their manager is water under the bridge. So I'm looking to fade the Phillies as much as I'm looking to bet on the Padres. So I laid the -140 earlier today on the pods late night. But USFL, I like New Orleans, the Breakers. Gabe, this defensive line, I think, is going to cause Jamar Smith and the Stallions a little bit of trouble here. So getting, +4.5, even +5 at the Westgate in Vegas. I like this Breakers team. They got the best defense left in the USFL, the best defense in the USFL. That D-line gets after it, going to cause problems, maybe get some turnovers here. I like the underdog in that game. I think it's late night, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern.
8 Eastern on NBC. Breakers, says Breakers at Stallions. Let's
it's
correct
in Canton,
this
Ohio.
Moving forward for the rest of the week. Let's put Breakers versus Stallions. Because, yes, it is a neutral field. They're playing at the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. You know, I tell you what, the Birmingham Stallions, they're getting the love and people talk about them because they nearly went undefeated and stuff. They were 8-0. Yet, Jamar Smith and company have struggled a little bit on offense. I love the under of this game, Drew. I think it's going to be a battle. Look, these two teams played about 3 weeks ago, and it was 10-9. It was 10-9. And the other time they played, so it was 10-9 and 22-13. Both games have sailed under the number. I can see Birmingham getting by here, but extremely closely. I think both dogs are live, actually. I think both dogs are live, but both favorites survive and find a way to advance, but the both underdogs could cover. I think both totals are a little high. I think both games are going under, Drew.
I could definitely see that, Gabe. And one more thing about Jamar Smith and Birmingham, you know, they're not at home with that home field advantage anymore.
Yep.
And the fact that he went to Louisiana Tech, played under Skip Holtz, I thought that gave him an advantage early in the season to know the offense. That's kind of faded off here at the end of the year.
Drew Martin. Great stuff, Drew. May the winners be yours.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Countdown to the NBA draft is on. Let's bring in a coach right now. The coach is going to be on live during this draft coming up at 8 o'clock Eastern. That's right. Me and Cam are only on for 2 hours tonight. Hit coach's music. Let's go. This is why I'm hot. All right, coach, in honor of the draft being in Brooklyn, I like this. What a sweet jersey, huh? They ripped off the Notorious. You see,
love the trim. Little,
it's basically his sweater. Yes. Yeah, it's a Notorious B.I.G. sweater, Cam, essentially.
You know what it is, too? The Grizzlies were the original ones with the cool trim. Brooklyn ripped them off with the Grizzly, with the native designs and stuff. But that's great trim.
Everybody does the trim now. That was a Grizzly thing.
That's Grizzlies. Grizzlies were the first trim. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay,
Coach,
beautiful stuff.
This ain't no KD. This ain't no Kyrie. This is the real Nets, man. D-Russ, D'Angelo Russell, when they were balling with Atkinson and covering point spreads. Think about that, Coach and Cam. This is the team they had. Joe Harris, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, D'Angelo Russell.
Dinwiddie?
And Spencer Dinwiddie. Yeah. Should have kept that team together. Right now, you guys are contending. Like, right now, you're contending. Yes. Like, seriously. Exactly. Like, dude, they were good. They had great chemistry, too, man. They were coming on and stuff, man. It's crazy, these teams. And now we're all Kyrie to the Lakers and stuff. Someone said today, I saw the big basketball account, their Legion of Hoops, whoever they are. They're good, but whatever. A lot of followers. Said, picture with Kyrie to the Lakers. Can you imagine? I responded, yeah, I can imagine Kyrie and AD missing 123 combined games. That's what I imagine. I love how people like people think the NBA is like keeping up with the Kardashians or something. Like they think that like glitz and flash wins, man. No, no. Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Let's get to it, Coach. So, Coach, while you were sleeping last night, the odds got loco, bro. Did you hear about this stuff? Paolo Banchero became a minus 200 favorite last night to become the top pick. I thought the computers got hacked or something, Coach. Things are getting crazy out there. What do you think?
I don't know. It could have been one of those Dominion voting machines that did that, you know?
Hey, they're going to sue you. Watch out. They're going to sue you for that. I didn't know you were one of them either, Coach. I didn't strike you as for someone that stopped you. I never pictured Coach as a stop the steal guy.
I love this guy. I didn't see that one coming.
Stop the steal.
Brother came from left field with that one. I got you that one. Okay. But in all seriousness, I was talking to K-Dub last night about midnight before I went to bed, and it was fine. And then all of a sudden, Donnie Wrightside, out of all people, puts a tweet out about 5:40 this morning saying that the Lions have moved. They're like, wait, what do you mean the Lions have moved? And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, start wiping your eyes. Like, okay, did I see that again? Refresh the app. And sure enough, Banchero was the favorite at minus 200. But then, of course, ball with Kevin and Donnie this morning, Woj drops the bomb, and then you had about a 90-second window where you got
Woj doesn't know anything. And you said this yesterday or 2 days ago. Something must be happening to Banchero. No, they don't know. Like, can't you accept, like, these guys, they don't know. Woj doesn't know. Do you know what I mean? No, like, Woj knows after they tell him. And they didn't tell him anything. Like, Woj being this big insider, he gets the text first. You know, I said, it's like Elliot Friedman, Cam. You know, the other day, hearing Paul Maurice will be hired as the coach. 10 minutes later, he's hired as the coach. No, you didn't hear it. You knew it. They sent you the damn press release 10 minutes before it was sent out. Hearing that. Right. No. Tell me yesterday. Right? Tell me 2 days ago. Right? You know, all these insiders. No one told me Jeremy Grant was going to Portland, Coach. It just happened. Right? Like, the people in the media. And with these draft props, people jump up and down with this stuff, Coach. It's comical. And get this. Mm-hmm. Since we're up all night, we got Banchero last night, Coach, plus 100 to be the third pick. I said live on the show last night, I don't give a crap about what all these stupid numbers are moving. Banchero was going third to Houston. I got it at plus 100. I stand by it, Coach.
No, I think that's what happened. And I think what ended up going on is someone in Orlando said something. And then everybody ran to the window. And, of course, when Woj drops it, of course, all hell breaks loose. And they take everything off. And then when you come back, you saw it.
Woj is no NBA draft insider. That's the whole point. He's not a draft expert, this guy.
But he did enough that he made out all of the books take everything down at about 8:44 this morning. For about a half hour, everything was down because I was on with Kevin and Donnie when it happened. Regardless to say.
I wouldn't credit Woj for that, though. The Lions got whacked out last night. Like, this is Woj.
Got whacked out last night. Right, but what my point is that this morning when Banchero was minus 210 and Jabari Smith was plus 115, when Woj dropped that bomb, you had 90 seconds to get your bets in, and then they took everything off, and they waited about 45 minutes to reset.
Yeah, but how about not being an idiot and waiting for Woj to tell people? That's the thing. So the public waits for Woj. Oh, you got 90 seconds after he said it. You could have tuned into my show last night. I told you before. Give us some picks instead of telling me about Woj's tweet. I don't care about Woj's tweet,
man.
What do you got for us?
You are very spicy today.
I told you, we haven't had a chat. Him as a senior, I told him he carry a stick and beat people upside the head.
I just said, Woj's tweet. Woj's tweet.
Man.
Woj's tweet didn't move, Jack. People are idiots. All right, just give me some winners here. Let me throw some
points. I'm going to say one quick thing. I saw Smith at 40-1 at one point, and that had to be a complete computer glitch. Minus 4,000, because that's impossible. It's only minus 400 now. But anyway, let's move forward.
Let's talk about it.
All right, Coach. So, yeah, I'm going to throw some players at you here. I'm just going to throw them at you. We'll go over under here. Because, yeah, it's getting whacked. Like I just said, I told people in the chat, I said, this is the type of draft where you just sort of try to grab some plus money and hold on for dear life, Coach, and hope for the best. I swear. I think, because everyone's got this top 10 mock thing, I think there's going to be a lot of, oh, my God, I can't believe they just did that. Right? There's some players. Like Shaedon Sharpe is a guy you and I agree with that could be an outlier, that could go fifth. He could go sixth. He could go seventh. The kid out of Duke, AJ, he's another one, man, that people are talking about a lot, Coach, that could pop in there at one of these, you know, mid top 10 picks. So let's go. What do they have up here? Let's see that they top 10 up here. Let me throw Jalen Duren at you. Jalen Duren, Coach, over under 10.5. Jalen Duren.
Memphis. I think he's over 10.5. I think the only place you could maybe look to him is at 9, and Usman Dieng is looking like that could be the pick for the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, God,
there's
no other
need for a center right there. So I think he goes 11 or later, possibly New York, if guys like A.J. Griffin and Johnny Davis are off the board. Maybe the Knicks look at Duren as a replacement to Mitchell Robinson, who was an unrestricted free agent. But the one place I like Duren is 13 to the Charlotte Hornets.
All right. So you're saying over to 10.5 for Duren. I sort of lean under, Coach. I think the Spurs, I got a feeling the Spurs go with him at 9. And I already bet the Dieng kid over 10.5, so I hope you're wrong. Right? But I'm just, I don't know. I'm just hoping. Like, I'm like, I don't think he'll go top 10.5. Kid from France, Cam, he plays for the New Zealand Breakers.
Yeah.
In the NBL, which I actually watch. All right, Coach. What about, we haven't talked about him. What about Agbaji, kid from Kansas? He's set at 14.5, Coach. I think he goes over 14.5. What do you think about him?
I think he goes over 14.5. You know, on my big board, you know, I think I have him, you know, all the way down towards 18, 19. I think he goes over that. I do like some of these other guys. I think there's the point guard market is Ivy and Daniels. And then, you know, Abaji's thing is, what is he? I think he's too much of a tweener. I don't know if he's athletic enough and quick enough with the handle at the two. Too small for the three. I think he's a tweener. I like him going over 14.5.
Just put it in. I got it at plus money, plus 110.
Yeah.
Plus 110, over 14.5. Yeah, the kid from Kansas. He's more of a 17 to 22 guy, Cam.
I agree.
Like, there's all these dudes in the top 10, and then we just talked about the outliers, Coach. You just said Dieng from France, Johnny Davis from Wisconsin. You know, you start to get into that range of these players, and I don't see how Agbaji goes. And like you said, Coach, he doesn't have the athleticism that a DM's going to want to pull the trigger that high. It's more of a good team later in the 20s, Coach, right, that says, hey, this kid's a winner. And it's great for him. He goes from a winning program, Cam, into another winning program. You go in the late 20s, and you end up on a good team. All right. What about Mark Williams, Coach? Over under 13.5, Mark Williams.
I think he goes over, because here's the thing. The only way he goes under is if Duren goes early and then maybe New York grabs him at 11. I don't see that happening. I know it's juiced to the over at minus 198 at 13.5. I would say he goes over that mark, because I think the only center that goes in the top 13 is going to be Duren, and that's 13 with the Hornets.
Yeah, you're right. It's pretty juicy at 13.5, but I do agree. I'm going to get it on it. Sometimes it's plus money, sometimes I'll just go 100 on this one. All right, let's keep this rolling. Johnny Davis. Johnny, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
What do you like? Why don't you come on home? Great song.
I think this is a close one here, guys. But I'm going to go over 10.5 at plus money. I think maybe the kid Dyson Daniels goes 10 to Washington. And then that lines up Johnny Davis as potentially going to the Knicks at 11. He did not work out for the Knicks, but he met with Thibodeau during the pre-draft stuff. They had a good conversation. I know he's Tips' kind of guy. He could defend. He's a shot maker. He's a little bit limited in regards to athleticism, but I think he could fit New York at 10. I'm going to go over 10.5 at plus money for Johnny Davis.
AJ Griffin, I talked about him briefly earlier, Coach. What's your take on this kid? And he's an interesting player. You know what I mean? So as far as AJ, his updated number right now, because these numbers are moving all over the place. Yeah, it's too much juice here. He's at 10.5 with heavy juice. Have you settled in? And you see the Mathurin number, Coach? You and I talked about Mathurin earlier in the week, bro. Dude, I was betting this at -110, 6.5. Last night, Coach, it hit -420 that he was going to go under 6.5. I got it at +170 only, but I got to give up on this. I don't get it, Coach, because you and I talked about it. Where is he going? He's either going he's only got two destinations, this guy. Detroit, to beat us at 6.5. He's got to go to Detroit at 5 or to the Pacers at 6. There's not a lot of wiggle room. And you got Shaedon Sharpe, you got AJ Griffin, you got all these other guys that are in the mix there as well. I don't know, Coach. Are you sticking to your guns? Ben Mathurin, 7 of the Portland Trailblazers? Because if you are, we get nice plus money with that.
I am sticking to that. There's even rumors about him maybe going even 4, I saw in some places, to Sacramento because he fits as that 3-and-D guy. But I don't see it at 5, at 6. Why Indiana's so far away, and they got Duarte. Why would they turn around and draft Mathurin, unless you're trading Duarte, which I don't think makes sense. They've done with Jeremy Grant, they re-signed Nurkic, you got Anthony Simons, and you got Dame Time in the backcourt. Ben Mathurin at 7 makes a ton of sense, and if he gets to 7, that's major plus money.
Man, major plus money, Kim. Major plus, Kim. Shaedon Sharpe? He's the outlier. I bet him under 7.5, but I'm whole. I don't know. I don't know.
What do you got? Think he's going to go to the top set?
I got under 7.5. I think the Pistons might. Pistons or Pacers are going to pull the trigger on him, I think.
That's good plus money right there, man.
That is very, you know, Gabe, that's major plus money. Here's the thing why I like Indiana. They're so far away, especially if you're going to trade.
He's a project, Brogdon.
And Turner, he's a project. Take him at 6. I like him with the under.
A high-scoring project.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Getting fired up for the NBA draft. I just can't wait to see how this all plays out because I think it's going to be chaos. Like I said, I told people this, I did a video earlier in the week and I said, Coach, like, you know, normally with drafts, I come in hot. You know what I mean? I'm coming in like, boom, man, like big plays and stuff. NFL draft, I was dropping nickels, you know, and like big plays on props. This one, I'm just playing when I see plus money, Coach, and I'm hoping for the best. I'm hanging on for dear life. Yeah, I'm just hoping I don't, you know, if I come out on top, I come out on top. But I liked some of the picks that we were just throwing here, Coach. I got in on the over, Agbaji, over 14.5. And I went over Mark Williams as well, Coach, 13.5. You're going to be on at 8 o'clock Eastern with Kevin Walsh. I know we just asked if we miss them, and I said, no, we don't. Me and Cam both missed them. So now he can hear us because he couldn't hear before. No, we don't miss you, Walsh. We miss your father. We miss the old man and the brother.
Exactly.
No, we miss you. We're going to come back. We're going to come to Queens and go bowling one day, bro. We're going to come back. We're going to go bowling in Queens.
Remember Walsh's brother, Gabe, with the Kirk Cousins jersey? That was the best. He's just rocking the Kirk Cousins jersey out of everybody. What a guy.
I'm a big fan of the Walsh family. Shout out to Kevin Walsh. Although his infatuation with LeBron has gotten to a disturbing level.
It's actually kind of it's
dude,
concerning.
He was tweeting about getting now on LeBron to win MVP next year, guys. I'm like, MVP of what? is he playing or is he doing movies now? No, LeBron's great. Coach, give us a win on the way out here. Sounds smart for everybody. What do you got for us?
I'm keep going back to AJ Griffin. Like AJ Griffin to go in the first top 10. At plus money, I think he's a plug-and-play guy. I think places like Portland and New Orleans Pelicans are good spots for them teams that are going to make a move and try and make a run at now. AJ Griffin, top 10 plus money. Go get that ticket.
All right. You know what? I'm telling you, coach. I'm telling you. I'm jumping in. See, I'm all business today, but I appreciate, I respect your opinion, and I'm jumping in on this. Let's rock.